So, my topic for discussion is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the most important items of devotional service. And in the Bhagavata narrative, there are so many beautiful verses which describe the glories of Shravanam, or hearing topics in relation to Krishna. And I chose this one. And so we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 13th chapter, verse 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha Nishamya Vacham Vadato Muneh Punya Tamam Ripa Bhuyah Pa Pracha Kauravyo Vasudeva Kadhadridaha. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Please repeat. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Proper by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Adritaha is significant because it indicates that Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was never fully satisfied. Though continuing to hear those topics, he wanted to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. So I repeat the verse again. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripasinhubhyayavacha patitanam pavanepyu vaishnavepyu namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So to be eager to hear the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the path that can lead us to the unmotivated love for Krishna. And here in this verse we find that Shukadeva Goswami, he is talking to Maharaj Parikshit about Vidura. And Maitreya Rishi, he has just explained the most technical information of how step by step Lord Brahma creates the universe. And this subject matter is quite philosophical and it has a lot of technical details. But because it has connection to the Lord, Vidura was so enthusiastic to hear. And in the verse it is said that he adored to hear any topics which were in relation to the Lord. And this was his qualification. So Srila Prabhupada, he often stresses that hearing is the basic principle of our spiritual life. He says that unless we first hear, and unless we hear eagerly and attentively, it is very difficult to perform any other principles of devotional service. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shravanam is compared to the water. It is said, Adi Shravanam Jala, the water which makes our devotional kripa grow. And therefore, although we may have so many services that we want to perform for the Lord, we should never neglect the process of hearing. Because if we don't hear sufficiently and attentively, all our work will just turn into ordinary work, and it will not make the proper twist into devotion. So in the midst of our hard work of trying to spread this Krishna conscious movement, we should never neglect the process of hearing and give it sufficient attention. So Srila Prabhupada also states that the process of hearing also includes studying and reading his books. So in the handout that I gave you, I have some quotes, what he is saying on the importance of studying his books, if we could just read them by one by one. Is there anyone who would like to read? Kumari?
I am very much suggesting at this point that all my students should be very much conversant with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and they should read our books very diligently, at least 1 or 2 hours daily, and try to understand the subject matter from the varieties of angles. So if you study my books very carefully, I'm sure that you will find out the means for applying this Krishna conscious philosophy in all spheres of life. There's no limitation. We should rather turn our interest to learn from the books more and more. We should inquire about Krishna.
Someone else?
Temple life is going on with little change, but we should become habituated to read the books more profoundly. I recommend you read more and more from different angles of vision and always discuss it with your Brahma teachers.
We should always be aware of and understand the Sanskrit conclusions. That will help you. Otherwise, you can be deceived by those philosophies. I'm very pleased that you are studying the books. This will make your happiness successful. And you must also be very scrutinizing all the books, so when the need arises, you can repeat in your own words.
Instructions given in my books are supposed to be personal instruction. When we read Bhagavad Gita, as it is, it must be understood that we are receiving personal instruction of Krishna. No physical barrier is there in the case of spiritual things.
In my books, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is explained fully. So if there is anything you do not understand, then you simply have to read again and again. Like reading daily, the knowledge by reading daily, the knowledge will be revealed to you. You may please me the most by reading my books and following
right, thank you very much. So these are only a few examples, and we find that on many occasions Srila Prabhupada again and again would emphasize the importance of studying his books. And he says that if we study his books from the beginning to the end, Srimad Bhagavatam is this set up progressively. The topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam are set up progressively so that we will be gradually able to make progress. And gradually Srimad Bhagavatam will lead us to the 10th canto, which is considered the smiling face of the Lord. In the 10th canto, Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan is described. And Krishna, he personally descends to this world to perform his beautiful pastimes, to attract us away from this material world to the spiritual world. Because if we would just maintain our attraction to the material world, we will always remain here. So Krishna personally comes to attract our attention to him. And we can develop our attraction to the spiritual world by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, there are so many different prayers in the Bhagavatam spoken by various devotees. And what we want to do is to enter into the essence of the prayers and get the association of the devotees. Because association is everything. We become what we associate with. And therefore, it's very important to try to receive the message what devotees are trying to give us on the pages of the Bhagavatam. Now, if we are going back to our verse, in this beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Vidura wanted to hear more and more so that he could be blessed more and more by the transcendental message. So this sounds very, very personal, because can we be blessed by some object like a table, or can we be blessed by a wall or by the floor? We cannot be blessed by anyone than a person. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, the substance of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the transcendental sound vibration, and it's non-different from Krishna himself. Actually, it is Krishna. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is composed by Srila Vyasadeva, an incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. It's all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. So, therefore, when we hear the narrations described in the Bhagavatam, we should understand that we are personally associating with the Lord, and also with the previous acharyas who have passed down this message. All of them are present in the sound. And also the sound vibration offers so many auspicious blessings, like by hearing this sound we can get liberated from the sufferings of this material world and attain joy of loving Krishna. And to the degree we are eager to hear this message, and to the degree we are serious to follow what we are hearing, to this extent we will be getting blessed by the transcendental message. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that it's very important to get blessings of Harikatha. That's actually the very beginning of our spiritual life. So, since Krishna is personally present in the sound, we should be in a very personal consciousness. And although we often talk of bhakti as of a process, we should understand that it's not a mechanical process. Bhakti is an intentional offering of our heart for Krishna with an intention of pleasing Him. Bhakti is very, very personal. So, what is the difference between us and the machines is that machines, they do not have the free will, and they cannot act other than that of how they were programmed. They cannot act with an intention of pleasing the machine operator. Whereas the human being, we can act with an intention to please our master. I mean, not a human being, a person, he can act with an intention to please our master. So when we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, we shouldn't do it mechanically like a tape recorder, not just taking a data and giving out then some data. We should really try to understand the message and also really try to reciprocate with the giver of the message. And we do it with our sincerity and our eagerness. And this is very personal, this is bhakti. And in this way, Krishna will be very pleased with our hearing. So we know from the personal example of Srila Prabhupada that his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he took note of him only for this purpose. We know that Srila Prabhupada, he was empowered to do what no other Vaishnava in the history of this planet was able to do. He spread Krishna consciousness all over the world without compromise. Of course, there are great acharyas, Nitya Sita Paramahamsas, and we cannot say that anybody is better than them, like Srila Rupa Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur. They are very topmost devotee, and they are very close associates of the Lord. They are always immersed in the love of God. But we can very objectively conclude that Srila Prabhupada was empowered to perform a particular mission which nobody else has ever done before. He fulfilled Lord Chaitanya's desire that his holy name will be chanted in every town and village on this planet. And he set this mission in motion to such a wonderful degree. And in Krishna consciousness, we should understand that it's never our own power that can help us or others. It's always the power of Krishna. We can simply be instruments, and that's all we ever be, as instruments. So how did Srila Prabhupada, how did he manage to become such a wonderful instrument in Krishna's hands? So he, to chant so wonderfully, to speak so wonderfully, so that he was able to convert people's hearts, and also to manage the society of tens and thousands of devotees who are not getting paid for doing their service. So how do you manage to maintain such a society? And Srila Prabhupada explains that simply because he sat and eagerly heard from his spiritual master. It was during the Vraj Mandala Parikrama that Srila Prabhupada came to hear from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. It was in Koshi, the treasure house of Nanda Maharaj. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was given a talk. And Srila Prabhupada came and sat down. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was speaking for hours and hours, a very high philosophy, and he was using very high vocabulary. And Srila Prabhupada said that he was just so eager to hear what, to understand the message, what his Guru Maharaj was talking. And he admitted that there were so many things that he couldn't understand because the philosophy was so high and the vocabulary was so advanced. But he was just so eager to hear, and he didn't go away. He stayed there because he just wanted to drink the nectar of Harikatha. And some years later in Allahabad, Srila Prabhupada was recommended for initiation. It was 11 years later after he met his spiritual master. He was recommended by one brahmachari who was in charge of Rupa Goswami Gaudiya Math in Prayag. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he heard it, he was very pleased to accept Srila Prabhupada. He said, yes, I will accept him because I have taken note that he likes to hear, he doesn't go away. Another time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told Srila Prabhupada, and he also told others, that because he hears so nicely, he will also speak nicely. And because he hears so well, whatever he writes, print it without exception. So Prabhupada was adored by his spiritual master, simply for his, especially for his eagerness to hear. And because of that eagerness to hear, how Krishna empowered him, how Krishna reciprocated with him. So, speaking of Krishna's reciprocation, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, second chapter, number, I don't remember. It says, Shrinvantam svakathah krishnah punya shravana kirtanah hridyantasthohya padrani vitvuno disuhritsatam. And the verse says that if we are enthused and inspired to hear the message of Krishna, Krishna will help us out. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So the verse says, if we become a little eager to hear, the Lord will be there personally to help us. Yeah. So it is said that if we develop some eagerness for hearing, even to a little extent, the Lord becomes inspired to do the cleansing job for us. He will personally come and clean away all the inauspicious things from our heart. So I have mentioned that given that Krishna is personally present in the sound vibration, we should maintain very personal consciousness and attitude when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And this also applies to other services that we perform, other aspects of devotional service. Because in fact, nothing in the entire creation is impersonal. And everything is executed by the personal will of Krishna, directly and indirectly. And a devotee, he wants to see everything that happens in his life as personal mercy of Krishna, and he wants to reciprocate with this mercy also in a very personal way. And he always, and for this reason, he always remains grateful, whatever happens to him, good or bad, failure or success, pleasure or pain. And a devotee is able to maintain this consciousness by proper hearing. Srila Prabhupada says that this kind of attitude, that we accept everything gratefully and as a personal mercy of the Lord, only if we hear sufficiently and properly. So when we hear in a very attentive and personal way, every aspect of our life acquires very spiritual perspective, if I can say it like this. Because sometimes in the course of our daily activities, we may become bewildered by so many things. There might be so bewildering things. But I believe that all of us have this experience that we, if we sit down to hear or read Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada, he just speaks exactly what we need to hear. And then everything just becomes so clear what we are supposed to do and how it should be done. And from my personal experience, I would like to tell you that if I am bewildered in mental, I find it because I really don't have enough of time, or I really don't give enough of time to hearing. I don't hear sufficiently. Like in Russia, we have these Black Sea festivals. Most probably you heard of them. Yadunandana Maharaj was invited this year, but he couldn't go because he had to teach in the college. I hope we next year we can expect him. So these are huge festivals. They are so wonderful, and there are few thousand of devotees who are coming. And the schedule is set up in such a way that we just hear all day long. It's like from morning till night, we just hear. And there are about 20 speakers who come to speak, who had studied Shastras sufficiently, and they just speak and we just hear. And I have to tell you that we also chant, but hearing is the primary thing they do, is that we hear. And I have to tell you that after the festivals, you feel just so enlightened. You know exactly what to do, how to do it, why everything is like that, why everybody is like that, why I am like that. You feel just, everything is just so clear, just, you know, because of the hearing. And and also your taste for chanting is immediately back, and to perform all other kind of devotional service. So from my personal realization, I can tell you that process of hearing is very, very important. It's effective. So just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he played the part of all of us. He was so bewildered and confused. But when he hear from Krishna with attention, he just knew exactly how things should be done. And Srimad Bhagavatam, I have mentioned that it is non-different from Krishna. And because there is nothing outside the Lord, there is nothing more that we can know. The message of the Bhagavatam is absolute. Absolute means that there is nothing that lacking. There is nothing in the entire creation which is not included in the message of the Bhagavatam. And therefore, this message is able to answer all our questions. And as Urmila Mataji, she was mentioning last Tuesday when she was given class on hearing, that all problems in this world, including like the wars, you know, famine, natural catastrophes, they can be solved simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and also if we hear the holy name with this kind of personal attitude and this kind of consciousness, Krishna, he will reveal himself. As it's said in the Gita, that just as the sun lights up everything during the daytime, when Krishna comes into our life, he dispels all ignorance. And he comes into our life as Srimad Bhagavatam and also as his holy name. And we should receive him properly and reciprocate with him very personally. And then Srila Prabhupada says that this will be the perfection of our life. And although we may have so many services to do, we should never neglect the process of hearing and chanting. And we should hear very attentively with great eagerness to learn, and also chant, remembering that Krishna is personally present in the sound. And then whatever services we do will be very pleasing for the Lord. So I think I'll stop here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If there is any questions that I might try to answer. or comments, corrections, Ram?
The question around free will.
Right.
You're speaking how we're different from the machines because we can choose to act in which way we want.
Right.
And then later in the class you said that actually all we can do is act as an instrument. We can only be controlled.
Right.
How can that be free will?
We can choose to be an instrument. I guess that's our free will, that we voluntarily choose to be instruments of the Lord, because ultimately it's our constitutional position. We cannot be anything else. That's my understanding. Maybe Chair Bhadra would like to... Right.
And what it gives us has given us fully flourish, fully blossom in a way that we can't even imagine.
Right.
Whereas if we only use it for material enjoyment or create ourselves, then it's very limited what we can do compared to what we can do if we allow Krishna to use us as an instrument.
Right. Yeah, we can do so many wonderful things if Krishna is acting through us. So, okay. Yeah.
Is the meaning of surrender, you surrender to Krishna and becomes like whatever you want, provided the consciousness is fixed in itself. This way, you surrender yourself.
Right.
And then you should use better consciousness, as
right.
if you would try to arrange yourself.
Yeah. Right, thank you.
Is regarding the choice of truly what you have. It is not this thing we are. It's the choice to be in a servant in the hands of Krishna, or to serve Maya. So, it is what we are, not the only property of nothing.
Right. Thank you. Right. What Srila Prabhupada says, how we should personally receive Srimad Bhagavatam, is that we should be attentive, because you know Krishna is personally present in the sound vibration, and we should be eager to understand his message and reciprocate with this message, also to follow the message. Because, as in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that all his instructions are very personal, and we should understand that this is meant right for us, and we should try to follow these instructions very personally, because Krishna is speaking right for us, very personally. So we should also reciprocate in a personal way. I don't know. That's my understanding of personal, that we really should understand that this is meant right for us, and we should reciprocate as a person, give our attention. We shouldn't just mechanically sit on Srimad Bhagavatam and think of something else. We should be very, very eager, understanding that it's Krishna himself. Chair Bhadra?
Well, I think it makes a little more, the attitude that way very nicely. I think maybe just something more ABC level. Before we hear, we do, say, prayers. We don't just sit down and read a book, like read Bhagavatam, like we read a novel. I noticed that some of the devotees are doing that in the morning before they start their japa. They sit down and they say a few prayers to the Holy Name. So I guess we could also do that when we read a book.
All right, okay, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, we should be getting into the time. Also, you get, like, you hear what you do something with it. Don't just hear and think, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Right.
So I have never heard it before.
Right. I said it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Through Bhagavatam is also rasa. All the rasas are in Bhagavatam. Rasas are coming from relationship, different nalas within relationship. So you can experience all of it because Bhagavatam is Krishna.
Right. It's very sweet, just like Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.